When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Brock and Salk.
I don't read the internet, guys.
Take the bull by the hands.
On Seattle Sports.
And Brooke Wire, you are. And Brooke, you are.
Styled by Simply Seattle.
Now here are your hosts, Brock Heward and Mike Salk.
206 says, why are 5/6 of G's references above the divorce? Wow. If you know G, that's about like 5/6 of his life.
So, I'll let you know.
Exactly. He's very familiar with that. We'll give you guys everything you need to know coming up here in a few minutes. Brock's going to talk to Shannon today. And, of course, ranking to finish off the week. Right now, though, let's buy or sell.
Weird. It feels weird to do this on more, doesn't it?
No. Not really. Yeah, it's fine.
Everything's fine. She has all the things in the right places.
I gotta tell you, I've really enjoyed this week without Maura. Like, no one has taken cheap shots at me every 10 minutes.
When nobody's got
there's gonna be a lot of rumors started, Salk, when she returns and you're not here.
It's true.
Like, huh, I wonder if there was behind the scenes some
friction.
Some kind of suspension between the two sides.
Yes.
Some administrative leave between the two, because the two have not been together. It'll be weeks,
of course,
after the race before you two reunite.
And she tweeted, in fact, maybe I don't come home.
Maybe I don't come back.
That'd be fine.
Start filling in the gaps. What you think happened?
Just fine.
No, it would not.
Yeah, it would.
No, it would not.
Yes, it would.
She works her butt off.
So?
Yes.
She's also mean to me.
Buy or sell, Maura's mean to Salk.
Buy.
Justin?
What?
Frank?
That's the easiest buy of all time.
Audience?
It's in her contract. It has to be.
Legitimately outright mean to me.
Right.
Not off the air. It's okay. Let's start. Buy or sell. Julio Rodriguez is currently on pace 216 strikeouts.
Jeez.
After finishing 2023 with 175.
Mm.
2022, he had 145. Buy or sell that he finishes above last year's total, 175.
Oh, I'll buy that he finishes over last year's total, but I will say it's not going to reach. What did you say? 215?
216.
It won't reach that. I think he probably settles in the 185, 190 range. Mm.
The bottom line.
Bye-bye.
That's my buy sound effect.
Let me hear that again.
Remember, it's Harbaugh and Coward.
The bottom line.
Bye-bye.
What do you mean by bye?
Bye-bye.
He's going to be over 175, I think. Yeah, I'm going to buy that, too.
Okay.
I also think he's going to hit more than 6 home runs that he's on pace for.
Let's hope.
Yes.
God.
But you guys are selling the fact that Maura's mean to me. Are you crazy? Have you listened to this show?
I'm selling that, too.
My gosh.
Sold.
425 says sell. Mike's asking for it. All right. Please ask Salk if he's familiar with pots and kettles.
I like loose Fridays. Yeah. Gosh, I like loose Fridays.
I like loose Fridays, too. You know what, though? Julio needs to have more than 6 home runs and fewer than 215 strikeouts.
Yes,
that's not a great combination.
Not good, Julio, start hitting.
Let's go.
All right. Seahawks finished 31st in rushing yards allowed. Only Arizona was worse in 2023. Buy or sell, the offseason additions puts them at least 20th or better.
Oh, bye. Bye.
The bottom line is bye.
Yeah, it's a bye.
I was going to say 15th. It's like at least mid.
I don't know. That's a huge.
Big
and you got to face the Rams twice, the Niners twice.
Yeah.
Right. You got this division's tough running division right here.
What's your number? 20th, Justin? 20?
They can be 20th.
20th or better.
4D tackles, 5D tackles, 4 defensive ends that you like, some veteran linebackers, a new scheme. Yes. Yep,
changing
they're going to be
some looks.
Yep.
I think they're going to be better. I think 20th that's a big jump from 31st. We don't really know a lot about these linebackers yet. As of today,
you don't know about the tackle maker Baker?
No, I don't.
Or Tyrell Dotson?
No, not really. I know
about Tyrese Knight.
I know that.
You feel like you learned a little something about him yesterday?
I know that neither guy was. What's the matter with you?
What do you really know?
Not a ton, which is why for now I'm selling it, but with the option to buy later.
She's a 10, I know.
I'm renting with an option to buy.
How many times has Frank, as you've looked at Frank the Tank running the board over there, like just shaking his head?
How many times? Well, he's not shaking his head. The better question is, how many times has Frank laughed this week? And I'd say twice.
Frank's stunned.
Maybe twice. I would say twice Frank's been like, oh, that's kind of fun.
Consistent. That's not a good gauge for us.
I know.
Consistent.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Frank, you find us not funny?
Not particularly.
No, I find funny. Like,
ha-ha. Not really. Not really.
Yeah. When I laugh, it means it's really funny.
It's really hard to get Frank to laugh. And we've had other people sit in that seat like Howdy who laughs at everything. So, sure. It's a huge difference.
How about when Howdy used to nod? Like, when you when you were on a heater.
He was my hype man. He was like, what's his name? Scotty
He was. He was the greatest hugger and the greatest human bobblehead when he agreed
with
you.
He's still alive. You don't have to say was.
Bless his heart.
All right, I'm not going to play the cut because it's so long here. But if you remember it from Jeff Passan's visit, who said he was starting to wonder if this could be the year the Astros start to falter. So Mariners head there for three. Mm-hmm. Currently in last place is the Astros. They, what are they, the 11 and 20 or 10
11 and 20?
11 and 20. Buy or sell that Passan's right.
Sell. I think the Astros are going to be fine. I think that lineup is still really good. I think their pitching will eventually get back on track. And if they need to make a move to add a little bit of pitching, they'll probably do that. I know that they're the thing that's changed a little bit with the Astros is they finally have burned out their farm system. It's no longer spitting out the huge number of prospects either to help them on the field or through trades that it was a few years ago. Texas is much more in that position now after their years at the basement than Houston is. But I don't believe they're done yet. It's going to take more than 1 month to convince me that these Astros are toast.
Yeah, I would co-sign on that. So I would agree with that. Whatever he bought or sold, put me right alongside him. He sold that. I don't know if there is a more obnoxious. I was on one of my UFL weekends and listening to the Astros team broadcast. They are obnoxious.
Really?
Oh, gosh. Well, maybe you can be when you've gone to four World Series in the last 7 years and you won a couple of them. And very demonstrative. We're going to be just fine. Who's our closer? One of the best in baseball. Who's now going to be our setup man? One of the best in baseball. Between Presley and the flamethrower at the end. Like, they'll be just fine. Mm-hmm. Their track record's pretty darn good.
I'll leave it out.
I kind of agree. I think they're going to end up being fine.
Last one then, because we heard, I don't know if you guys actually heard this sound. So I'll play it first, and then you guys, I'll give you the question.
And,
I should set this up. Sorry, this is Omar Khan, GM.
Of the Steelers.
Steelers
GM.
Yes. Okay.
And we with our offensive line and the rest of the team around him, we just feel we can be successful with him. But we still think he's a high level quarterback. He's a winner. And we're also excited about Justin. Justin, things just sort of worked out where we ended up with Justin Fields, which is awesome. He's been awesome since he's been here.
He's talking about Russell Wilson there at the beginning. Clearly, still be successful with Russell Wilson.
Bye.
So
this is best.
Russell
shot.
Wilson makes all 17 starts. Buy or sell?
Sell. Sell that.
Sell.
All 17?
17.
No.
No.
What does Dr. Chin say?
Dr. Chin.
Say this in talking to Jake a little bit. This was the first offseason in 3 years that Russell was healthy.
Oh, Jake said that?
And the one thing about
Jake
Russell.
Jake believes in what Russell's going to be able to do this year.
The one thing we can give Russell credit about is he was a tough sucker. He was not a Ben Roethlisberger wearing a size 15 shoe and letting everybody know every ailment. He hit a lot of stuff over the years.
True.
Yes, he had some miraculous stuff that you didn't enjoy.
Come on, man.
I get it.
The nano bubbles healing and the high knees.
The one thing I will not question.
I think at some point you have to stop giving him that credit because that's changed a little bit.
The toughness on the field has not changed. That's a tough sucker, man. And he is not going to want to relinquish.
You're buying that he makes all 17 starts.
I'm going to buy. Yeah, I'll buy that.
When's the last time Russell started all 17 games?
Right fit, right organization.
He hasn't done that in 5 years.
Has it been five?
Four or five.
Yeah, I think you're right.
There were 16 games.
Well, for a while, there was only 16 games. But every game.
16.
When was the last time Russell started every game of a season? I bet you it's
his penultimate year in Seattle, right? His second to last before he broke his finger the year before?
Yeah.
I think he did.
Okay, so it's been three years.
Three, 4 years. Yeah.
A while.
Weird.
I'm a buy.
All right, that's buy-sell. Good stuff. Fun buy-sell.
Keep receipts of all that, please.
Huh?
Keep receipts of all those.
Because what?
Because Maura does. Maura likes to keep receipts of those things.
Maura likes to keep receipts about
that's
everything.
That's why you think she's mean to you, Saul.
She is mean to me.
No, she's a receipt keeper. She's doing her job.
Same thing. As far as I can tell, those two things are synonymous. We'll come back with everything you need to know as we get ready for a huge series this weekend. Brock and Salk Sales Sports on 710.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Real estate transactions can feel intimidating, but at Tycor Title, we make it feel more like a visit to your favorite coffee shop. Seamless, satisfying, and efficient every time. Trust Tycor Title with your next real estate transaction. Go to mytycor.com.
Massive, the power of pop culture, is Seattle's Museum of Pop Culture's newest exhibition, featuring iconic artifacts from artists Beyonce, Nirvana, and more. All throughout May, Washington residents receive special discounts on tickets and memberships. Tickets at mopop.org/maycation.
Cantor Diamond, greater service, greater diamond options, and greater savings. Meet us in our professional private Tacoma showroom by appointment only. CantorDiamond.com or globally by phone, email, or Instagram at KANTOR Diamond. Cantor Diamond, truly the best diamond prices.
Planning to go to more than one Mariners game this season? Consider a Mariners Flex membership. You can choose your games and seats as you go all season long. Plus, save at least 10% on tickets and pay no fees. Come on board today at Mariners.com/flex.
Need to know.
15 minutes past every hour with Brock and Salk.
Here's what you need to know. Up first.
Astros, Mariners, yeah, you can say all you want about the way the season gets going and how long it takes. And for me, there is definitely such a thing as being early. But now we're into May, and you're starting to play some of the teams in the division, and it does start to feel a little bit more real with the Mariners going to Houston to go to that ballpark and see the Crawford boxes and feel that lineup and some of the guys that you've gotten to dislike over the years. It does start to make the season start to feel a little bit more real, meaningful, and relevant, quite frankly. So what do you need to do once you go in there? You're going to need to get a little hotter with the bats. John Morosi says other than Julio, there's one guy they need.
Polanco, for me. Because when the season began, there's a reason why for the first 2 weeks he was batting third every single day. They got him to be that player. It's rare that your offense revolves around your second baseman because typically you're getting it from your corner guys or different roles. But he is a switch hitter, supposed to be your everyday number three hitter.
Is he? Do you see Jorge Polanco as like a legit everyday third hitter behind Julio?
Who else?
I didn't say who else. I just said, is that how you see him?
I mean, he's had those seasons. Yeah, I mean, I remember Goldie talking to us about him before the year began, saying, man, look at these metrics. The question wasn't if he is that guy. It's if he can stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, he's been really healthy
but
the first
been that
month
guy.
Of the season. But
and
he's not been that guy.
Been problematic as well. So mm-hmm. I think he's absolutely right. It would be really nice to see him get going. He's got great numbers against the Astros in his career. So hopefully this is the little impetus he needs, the catalyst to get himself going. Houston will throw Blanco, Valdez, and Brown. Mariners counter with Kirby, Gilbert, and Miller.
You know what I like about this? I like that they've the Rangers. I like that they face the Braves. I like that they've gone through those lineups and mm-hmm. those pitchers in particular, because this lineup's very similar. And you're going to have that same kill mindset that Scott Service was talking about. When you get ahead of Altuve, you've got to finish him. Mortal Kombat style, you've got to finish this lineup this weekend.
Here's the second thing you need to know.
I do enjoy this time of year and kind of getting to know some of the players as they're coming in now. Byron Murphy was in yesterday, and Brock, after some of the debates about 91, I think he won me over with his description as to why he chose it.
I picked 91 because, you know, in high school I wore 10, so I was thinking, like, I had a few options, but I chose 91 because I was thinking, like, 9 plus 1 equals 10. So just want to have that feeling again, like, when I was in high school. Because in high school, that's when I transitioned to D-tackle, because I wasn't playing that at first. And when I first went down there, you know, I was wearing 10.
19, 28, 37, right, 46. None of the other combinations work.
No.
So 91. All right. Yep. I'm starting to believe it.
Mm-hmm. When's he going to believe that the weather here is a little different than Texas.
He was pretty into it. He already believes that.
My first time walking in the building, man, I was just, you know, shocked, really, just to even come to Seattle. You know, this is my first time here. I ain't never been to Seattle, man, you know, and it's, you know, really nice, really pretty, you know, the water and everything. I see all the mountains, you know, the sun out. Good little breeze, you know, it's nothing like that Texas weather, man. You know, wow. You know, in Texas you get real hot, so man, I'm just happy to be away from that. So man, but yeah, man, it was a great feeling though.
He's
man.
Happy to be here. And you know what, man? I am more and more happy that he's here. The more this has kind of gone on over the last, not that I didn't like it in the first day or so, but I think there was sort of a collective like, okay, a little disappointing, but I don't know why. And a week later, like, yeah, no, I'm psyched. He is a penetrating, disruptive D-tackle. Yeah. Those are a great thing to have.
Yeah, and probably I'm to blame a little bit for that, saying that there's not huge production.
Yeah, you know, I
blame
you.
There could have been a little bit more. So, yeah, you could put that blame on me.
I do.
But as he was talking, I couldn't help but think of Kirsten Bailey, Antonio Cochran, C-Raj, the original C-Raj, all my rookie classmates that had also never been to Seattle. And a couple of them were Southern. They had never even, might as well gone to the moon or China. Like, where am I? Like, it was so foreign to them. And then to watch him fall in love with the place in a similar, very similar vein. It took him like a day, but, you know, after a while, they'd be like, man, I love this place. Man, there's no humidity. Man, this is not, man, I love it. The water. Man, these mountains. Like, you just saw many of those guys who had no background whatsoever really become enamored with this place we call home.
Here's the third thing you need to know.
The last conversation today is about Geno Smith, and it kind of came up because Jim Nagy yesterday told us that they should open up a competition.
Yeah, it's a cool thing to stash them away, and I really hope they open it up. I hope it's an open competition similar to like when they had Russell and Matt Flynn. I think Sam's the starting quarterback in the league. I'd just love to see him with a better supporting cast.
And so then G came on and said, look, they're not going to open it up in front of the public the way they did in 2012. But behind the scenes, could those reps be split a little bit more evenly? Yeah, maybe.
Weren't there three different yurts out there on the burn?
Three yurts?
Yes. Wasn't there the T-Jack burn, the yurt, the Matt Flynn yurt, and the Russell yurt? And you had to just jump into one of them. Like, yeah. Which one? Which
it was
tent
a yurt. It was a multi-yurt situation.
It certainly was. Yeah. It doesn't feel that way right now.
No.
It hasn't felt that way in February, in March, April, as we turn into May. There may be a little clarity with some of the public reps and everything else. So if it's 6-4 and not 9-1, you know, then there could be a little bit merit that, you know, maybe Sam's got a fighting chance. But I think this is Geno's job and Geno's job to lose in every
sure
way.
Feels that way. Curious to see how long that goes. And if he doesn't do anything to lose it, he's probably going to keep it. So, all right, there you go. That is everything you need to know. 4:15 every hour here on the Brock and Salk Show. We are getting ready, of course, for a huge series and the first opportunity to see the Astros. They've been down to start the year, but playing much better over the last week or so. And they're not going to stay down for too much longer. So what can the Mariners do in Houston to continue some of their success they've had against the better teams in the league and against the Astros, who they were very successful against last year? Shannon Dreyer's in Houston, and she'll join us next on Brock and Salk.
Greater service, greater diamond options, and greater savings. The only professional office for diamonds and diamond jewelry. By appointment only in Tacoma or globally by phone or email. BestDiamondPrice.com or on Instagram at KANTOR Diamond.
Massive, the power of pop culture, is Seattle's Museum of Pop Culture's newest exhibition, featuring iconic artifacts from artists Beyonce, Nirvana, and more. All throughout May, Washington residents receive special discounts on tickets and memberships. Tickets at mopop.org/maycation.
If you haven't been getting the white glove treatment, you deserve better. I'm Tia from Tycor Title, and we'll give you top-tier service, a smooth process, and consistent results every time. So trust Tycor Title with your next real estate transaction. Go to mytycor.com.
Spring is here, and now is a great time to visit the incredible new showroom at Toyota of Kirkland. Right now, Toyota of Kirkland has over 400 new Toyotas in stock and on the way, including Camrys, RAV4s, Tacomas, Highlanders, 4Runners, and Tundras. Test drive one today and drive it home immediately. Let the team at Toyota of Kirkland take the hassle out of the car buying experience. Toyota of Kirkland will exceed your expectations in every way. Visit them today or shop online at toyotaofkirkland.com.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed.
Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
This is Brock and Salk.
Back in mornings from 6 to 10.
On Seattle Sports and the Seattle Sports app.
This is usually when Salk rubs his hands together. Says, oh, you know, it's a good thing. It's the end of the week. It's a Friday. It's Fella Cootie, I believe. Fella Cootie.
Yep.
Fella Cootie. And usually we take calls and get a chance to check in with all of you. And we did a little bit of that in the 7:30 hour. And it was fun hearing from Ian and Brock and a bunch of you listeners all over the country as well. But when we got a chance to go down to Houston, and we got a chance to talk with Shannon Dreyer, we have got to take hold of that opportunity. Justin, you got Shannon?
She's all set.
She's all ready to rock and roll. Shannon, first and foremost, are you okay? I mean, the reports out there, there is some serious flooding. And it's not just the Mariners coming to town. There is some serious flooding going on down there, catastrophic flooding. You guys all right?
I think Justin probably told you I was oblivious to the whole thing. So I just looked it up. We're okay where we're at. I looked out the window, and yeah, the ground is definitely a little bit wet, but I can see Houston in front of me. It looks okay. So I think we're okay. I think it's on the outlying areas, but yeah. Things are happening down here.
We were down there for the national championship game with the Huskies down there in Houston, and we actually stayed right across the street from the Astros Stadium. Do you guys get to do that when you travel down there? Do you get to stay right by the stadium?
No, we used to stay a couple of blocks away, and now we are out towards the Galleria. So it's a little bit of a drive for us to get in. So that actually could make it a little bit interesting. I looked it up, and they are calling it what are they calling it? Like a flood situation? They called it something strange that I hadn't heard before. And they had this list of all of these roads to avoid. And a lot of them are like on and off ramps to freeways. But I don't know the area this far out well enough to know if that's an issue. But I haven't heard anything impacting the game or the team getting to the park.
Well, do you feel like you still know these Astros, even though they're 11-20?
Yeah, it's a flood pattern. That's what they called it.
Yes. Very popular out there in Carnation and Duval. You get a flood pattern out there quite regularly when it rains a bunch. I've been through that. Do you know these Astros? They're 11-20. We're not used to seeing, coming out of the month of April, a team that's been to the World Series, four of the last 7 years, find themselves almost 10 games under 500. You still recognize them?
You know, when it is a good player that's established, be it a pitcher, a hitter, or a team, it's always in the back of my mind that good player, pitcher, or hitter is still in there, provided they're not too separated from their last success. So are they still the Astros? I'm fairly certain they are. They're off to a terrible start. There's a lot of injuries that have played into that. There's some underperformance, and there's also been a big change at the top with the manager. And that sometimes, and I've heard that has had some impact in what's going on, getting used to a different personality calling the shots and a different personality who's kind of got, at times, not to be over dramatic about it, but every time you go out and do anything, there's always that little bit of a, this is my career. I need to do what's best for me. And I think a big part of a manager's job is really kind of communicating and, kind of talking people off that ledge when that ledge comes up. And it's not explicitly so, it's just always kind of in the back there. And trusting that manager is a huge thing. And sometimes when you go from, even if you've been on the staff and everybody's known you, you are now the manager. Mm-hmm. And that can impact managers. We saw that with John McLaren long, long time ago when he went from bench coach to manager and was just a different person. I don't know if that's going on, but I do know that can be a bigger transition. Because you can't just be the same guy when you step into that chair because your job is so different at that point. So, from what I've heard, there has been a lot of adjustment that has been going on. And then I think that when you have that big of a change and you have those injuries and you have those questions, it can snowball a little bit when you don't get off to that good start. We've seen them have slow starts, nothing like this before, but, as they get healthy, they just recently got Verlander back. He's a difference maker. Fromber's been on and off the IL, but you know what he can be at his best. As they get players back, I think they start to look more like themselves. It's just kind of a question of how far back are they when they kick it into gear.
You know the voice, that is Shannon Dreyer down there in Houston getting ready for the big three-game set with the Astros. It was a year ago that the Mariners changed their fortunes in that building. Those doggone boxes out there and that ridiculous train and that stupid stadium and all their players that you can't stand just had owned the Mariners down there. But not last season. Seattle went 6-1 in that building last year. What flipped a season ago, and how does that continue this weekend?
Well, I think there's a lot of confidence right now. I don't think it hurt that it took them a while to get there. You know, they did not play the Astros there for a long time last season. This feels very early in the way that the schedules have been going, and it's like, wow, this is an International League team. But I think a lot of that is predicated on the pitching. And as the pitching got better, I think the hitters got a little bit more comfortable. And so that's kind of helped them. They haven't always had the best pitching matchups, and they had good pitching matchups going into Houston last year. But I think that it's been just part of the growth. And I think a lot of it makes sense in where they were at and what they were doing. And also it's been a focus. You know, Scott Service is very much a big believer, and he doesn't want his team bullied by any other team. And, you know, as untouchable as they might look, they are just another team, and he wants to see an edge from them. He said that when they went into Texas a couple of weeks ago, I want to see an edge from my players. And I think that there were times when there wasn't an edge. I think Scott kind of carried that edge, you know, the frosty kind of relations between the two teams. Sometimes that was the manager, and I think he wanted that. He didn't want anybody, you know, kind of punching down on the Mariners at that point. So I think it was a lot of things coming together, and that, you know, they had a lot more confidence in the pitching. They were coming off a good year the previous season, and just were to the point where things were coming together both in their play and in their mentality, in that they were a factor in what was happening in the West, and they ran with it.
I want to get to the Mariners pitching here in just a second, Julio, but I want to ask you a question that John Morosi answered yesterday with Bob and Wyman. And those two guys in the afternoon asked John, well, I'll actually play the sound here for you, asked John if he could kind of throw some pixie dust on somebody offensively to really get it going. Here was John Morosi's answer to that question.
Polanco, for me, because when the season began, there's a reason why for the first 2 weeks he was batting third every single day. They got him to be that player. It's rare that your offense revolves around your second baseman, because typically you're getting it from your corner guys or different roles. But he is a switch hitter, supposed to be your everyday number three hitter. And when you talk about a switch hitter and the balance that he brings, ideally you're not worried about against a righty he bats here, against a lefty he bats there. He's supposed to be there every single day.
Shannon, take Julio off the table, because I think he would be the obvious answer for everybody. Yes, take him off. No, take him off the table. This is your pixie dust. You got great pixie dust, Shannon. You just, you know, you throw it out there on somebody and they get it going. Would it be Polanco for you or somebody else?
Julio. I'm not playing your game. I'm not playing your game, Brock.
Shannon, this is my show. I got my name on this show. It's a Brock and Salk show.
So you're asking who the second player is.
Don't Richard Sherman me. Shannon, don't you Richard Sherman me right now. That is not very nice on a Friday, on a fellow Cuda Friday, for crying out loud. Okay, fine. Go ahead. Dive into Julio if you want to just say Julio.
Well, I do. I mean, it's how often have we said this team is going to go as Julio goes? And I take a look at what he has been doing, and I'm taking a look at what he's done the last couple of years. And I think, was that taken off the fence for Morosi, or was he on the list too at that point?
Yeah, I think he was taken off the list. I think they said
it was outside of Julio, who's the most important player who needs to get hot in this lineup. That was the question.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Because I think a lot of folks, you know, if they are from outside of Seattle, will look at Julio and, oh, you know, he's, you know, one of the top players in baseball, and he has been at times, and he's still to be, but I don't think they always see the whole picture. You know, and that last year, and when Julio this year said, I was in my sophomore slump last year, and people are like, how dare he say that? Well, he was. Mm-hmm. You know, he had two very good months and two okay months, and then two where it was very not good. And you're looking for that consistency from him. And when you look at where his numbers are, and let's even take it back to the number, I mean, it may be as simple as him getting the ball in the air more often. You hear that from everybody, that if he can really get into him, and he often does, it's going to fly. and we're not seeing it on the ground as much. But, you know, it does, when you compare him to where he was and you look at the under the hood numbers, they're not where they were 2 years ago. They're not where they were last year. You know, his expected batting average and his expected OPS are 50 and 100 points lower than last year. His exit velo is down a mile and a half an hour. The barrels are down as well. And for him, down doesn't mean that they're terrible. It just means they haven't been where they've been at. So everything with him is really a tick off. And everything that he has been and everything that we've seen in his best months, he obviously can be, but he needs to get there. And, you know, to come out of April with one home run, you know, this is a guy that you are depending on a team that does not have a lot of power. You are depending on those home runs. And I think that, you know, that is absolutely vital to what you are seeing with this team. We saw a good sign on Wednesday in that he put the ball in play five times. We've seen good signs throughout this. Oh, well, he's walking a lot right now, or he's putting the ball in play. Hitting the ball hard, you need to put all that together, and you've got to have that production, because when you look at his baseball savant pitch right now, there's far too much blue, not enough red. He needs to get there. It's very important.
Now, the obvious answer would be it's just baseball, right? In over 162 games, these things tend to have a way of working themselves out. As you said, he can get hot and hit a mountaintop that nobody else in baseball can, and he did that for the entire month of August last year. But if you were just to dig in a little bit and maybe give a couple possible reasons why, is it tinkering? Is it a new offensive philosophy? Is it, you know, just kind of the team has been a little bit cool? Is a group offensively getting it going? What would be a couple things that you would maybe point to as to, other than it's just baseball, as to why?
Well, I think there are a lot of things. And the biggest why is, again, what we said off the top, he needs to get the ball in the air more. And we do see that at times. But I do think that for a lot of the month of April, let's remember he made changes in the offseason. And I do think that no matter how good they look in the spring or how good you feel about them when you get into the season and everything is turned up 10 notches, it can be an adjustment. And I think that there has been a significant amount of that. I think there are
which
times
is what, Shannon? Can I cut you right? Which is, I mean, it looks like, is it the load that I read about, or is it the hand? Like, when you say he made significant changes to his swing, anything specifically there you can look at?
It was mostly his setup. And that is something that is really big with him. If you think back to last year when they took him out of the leadoff spot, part of that was he didn't feel like he had enough time to get ready. I think for him, there's a comfortability factor about that. There's probably a little bit of a factor of making sure that he feels as athletic as he can feel at the plate. And it makes sense what he did. And it makes sense to him what he did. And sometimes when you've been doing it for one way for a long time, it can take a little while to get into it. There have been times when we have seen the approach look very good. You know, he's not chasing the way that we saw him at just the outrageous pitches outside in his first year or at times last year. And that's a good sign, but it hasn't always been consistent staying in that approach. Sometimes it seems like a situation with him. You know, sometimes I'm sure there is an aspect to him where he does have to, you know, kind of control that heartbeat a little bit, because he knows he's supposed to be the guy. He wants to be the guy. He loves being the guy. And I think that's part of it, too. So I think there are just a ton of factors that play into it. The most important thing is, there are two most important things. A, the team is more than surviving right now, coming out of April the way that they did, even though they really would love to have that extra. And B, we've seen it all in places so far this month. There's nothing that is missing. It just needs to all be put together.
Okay, last thing, Shannon, I apologize. Last thing.
Wow.
That's a first. That is an absolute first. I might have to end my interview right now.
Oh, wow.
Last thing, Shani. Are the Astros?
I can't go from Sherm to Shani.
Yeah, that's true.
You cannot do that.
Okay, last thing, Queen Bee. Last thing here. And I don't want to project because I am a fan. And golly, man, these Astros just bother me. And they bother me because they've been good. They've been the team on top. 4 World Series, last 7 years. I'm just kind of curious, as you walk in the building and you see all the names, right? Altuve is still there. And Bregman is still there. And Alvarez is still there. And Tucker's still there. There's some new faces, but the majority of that crew is still there. Do they kind of get your competitive juices going? Do you feel like the team, you can kind of feel a different vibe when you're taking on, even though they are down, it is still this team that's been largely on top of this division the last decade?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And what's kind of fun about this division is now there's two. you're feeling like that mm-hmm. when you go into Texas as well. And, you know, I don't care where the teams are on May 3rd. It's, I think, you know, there is a good chance that you see pretty something very similar to what you saw last year, where you're going down the stretch and they are all right there. And the teams will look different. You know, some players will be called up, some players will be added, some players will be subtracted. But I do think that it's such a fascinating matchup that you have when you have the pitching of Seattle and you have the offense of Texas and you have the potential to have kind of both when you look at Houston. So, yeah, I think it was huge that they were able to get past that because there were some bad memories in that building, you know, a couple of years ago and going for a stretch then. But now I think when they go in from a different spot. And, you know, they're coming in hot right now. I know they lost the game on Wednesday, but five straight series. You've got some great pitching matchups coming up this weekend, and we'll see where it takes them. But, yeah, I think that feeling is always going to be there. I know Texas won the World Series yet, but you still have to knock off Houston.
I love it. That is great, great stuff. Shannon, appreciate you. That was just a Freudian slip. That will never happen again. It will absolutely never happen again. But we will have you on again to talk about these Mariners. It's been awfully fun. April and the division leaders, remember that, number one in the West right now. Everybody looking up to your Seattle Mariners. So, Shannon, have a great weekend covering them, and we'll be reading you and watching you and listening to you all weekend long. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks, Brock.
There she goes, Shannon Dreyer, not Richard Sherman. That was messed up, man.
I thought you were doing it because of the whole my name's on the show.
Right, yeah.
It came back just, in an unintentional way.
Yeah, I don't know. Better rank something here on a Friday. Pull this thing
got down. A list? Time to put it in order.
Fred Dwumfor's house. Top five meals that I have ever had.
This is Ranked.
To be honest, that list was really biased.
Every morning at 9:45 on Brock and Salk.
Top 10 list. I'm not buying it.
Ranked.
Man, Brock, how's your back feeling?
Sore.
Carrying the show.
Just kind of carrying things here down the stretch. Well, I think Maura came in the building. I think she returned. And when she returned, the Salk had to exit. So,
it's true.
Yeah, those two cannot be in contact. So, yeah, it'll be Maura back in the building Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yours truly trying to do this, trying to operate the plane. Ryan Roland Smith will be in on Monday, which will be a blast. I think Lefko, maybe Brady. So we'll have all sorts of fun next week. And we will rank as we do every day, ending our shows. And when Salky's out, I apologize to all you music enthusiasts. I too enjoy, you know,
80s, Foreigner. 80s butt rock.
Yeah, I enjoy Foreigner. Who did we play earlier, old man? Look at Neil Diamond. Yeah, Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond, but that was it.
But we're going to get a real ranking today. I've been waiting on this. It's been a week with the rookies all reporting to mini camps all across the country, including
the dust is settled, yep.
Yep, including a bunch of our Huskies. I decided to rank the best fit for all, and I'm going to include all 14 Huskies, not just the 10 that were drafted. I'm going to include the four undrafted rookie free agents who signed as well. In fact, one of them's in my top five ranking. So out of the 14 Huskies, who ended up in the best spot? Who's got a chance to shine here? Who's got a chance from rookie minicamp this weekend all the way over the course of the season to find themselves the best fit? A couple honorable mentions. I think Eddie Ulofosio out there in Buffalo. I think he's got a chance as a fifth rounder. I was kind of curious to see if he would crack the top five rounds because you do that, you give yourself a really good chance to make the roster. They've had a ton of injuries at linebacker. They've had, obviously, we took one of their guys in Dotson. There's an opportunity for somebody that can run and hit like Eddie can. Put on a show at the combine, he will have a chance to make that team, and special teams will be a big, big part of it. So, solid program. Know how to develop linebackers. That's a good spot for Eddie.
He gets to hang out with Keon Coleman. I know, defensive to offensive, but he still gets to be friends with Keon. I'm not Tiger Woods. I'm Tiger Wish I Could.
I wish I could, Woods. Gosh, he is a fun guy.
So fun. All right. Good honorable mention.
I'll give you just one more honorable mention. We're up on time here a little bit. I think Penix is an honorable mention. And I think Joel Klatt, when he joined
Rich Eisen.
When he joined Rich Eisen with some pretty strong commentary, we kind of co-signed on a lot of this.
If I was Michael Penix, I don't know how quickly I would sign. I don't know how much he can force his issue, but what? I want to play. What do you mean you like? Great, good. I'm glad. I'm so thankful. I'm in the top 10. Now, what in the world?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to sign. He's going to make his millions. He's going to be a great teammate. He and Kirk are going to get along. But as Ian used the word earlier, calling in about Geno and Sam, if you open up that competition, you destabilize the situation. There's not a more destabilized quarterback situation, maybe in all the NFL. than Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix. That's through no fault of really Penix.
Right.
That is through the fault of the management there. And
sorry, I'm good.
Yep. Now, you know, I like to fit. Good old lineman, great tight end, good receiver, great young dynamic running back. Like, all that stuff's great. But the dynamic with Kirk is going to make that one a little bit tough. So there's a couple of my honorable mentions.
Okay.
We'll get to our ranking here. Number five. An undrafted guy. And that's Jack Westover.
Oh, okay.
Mount size finest. 6-year stud in Washington. From walk-on to significant contributor. Justin, tell me, you got any sound on any of these five?
Not on Jack Westover. That one's a little bit tougher for it, but...
Yes. Huge catches. Huge moments. And I shared this after the draft. That's the Ryan Grubb. You know, you have three receivers drafted into the NFL. And when you pressed Ryan Grubb and said, who had the best hands? It was Jack Westover.
Really?
Like, come on. Are you just saying that to be nice to Jack? No, Jack. Like, he's got the best hands. He in big moments, just put in his vicinity, and he finds a way to get it done. You obviously got Noah Fant. You obviously got Farrell Brown. Those guys are locked in. They're locked in and they're loaded. One's a pass catcher. One is a blocker. Jack's got an opportunity to push for a third or fourth tight end spot, even as an undrafted guy here in Seattle. So that's number five.
Okay. Number five.
Number four on my list is one of those receivers. Jalen McMillan, the third round to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Good receiving crew. Good offensive line. Baker Mayfield found himself. Won a playoff game. I just think he's going to fit in really, really well. They're going to like him. Baker is going to like. I promise you will read. If you're a Husky fan and you follow these guys and you want to dig into their careers and their journeys, I promise you, you will read something over the next few months where Baker's like, I like this dude.
Yeah.
He sees the game like a quarterback. He's on the same page as me, and I'm on that same page and is in a hurry. So,
Jalen's really liked him.
What's that?
You know who else really liked him was the guy that you guys talked to a lot, who we just heard from, Joel Klatt.
I'd love to say all three. Polk's a good player. McMillan could be the most undervalued of them all because of the injuries, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Dude knows how to run routes. He's going to own the slot. 11 personnel team in Tampa Bay. He will slot in, pun intended, really, really well. Number three. As we're cruising along, we get to the medal stand, the bronze medal of our ranking today. Is Jane Salk's favorite, Roger Rosengarten.
Oh, Rosengarten.
Yeah. You know I like RR.
Yeah.
I like alliteration. I like that.
He was great with us, too.
He sure was. He ends up in Baltimore to an established program. Man, he had one blight. And it was a national championship game. And unfortunately, Twitter got all over him. I got really angry about that because Roger was a cornerstone. He was the blind side of Penix, and he was so good. I thought, actually, he had a chance to go a little bit higher in that second round. He falls a little bit, but he falls to a great organization, and he's going to slide in and be awesome. Much like our number two guy, and we said it on draft night, if Troy Fautanu was not going to be a Seahawk, being a Pittsburgh Steeler is a pretty good consolation prize.
Good landing spot for him.
Good landing spot, man. And they are going to love him. He had his introduction. He was out there. Actually, I had a buddy of mine on a plane with his family flying back from Pittsburgh to Seattle. And my buddy's like, yeah, I ran into Troy's family. Man, they are awesome. And they are so excited about being in Pittsburgh. Was there a chance he could stay here? There was a chance. And Brady Henderson wrote about it. Put out a great column yesterday on ESPN. We'll talk to Brady next week about it. Maybe there was that knee, that little medical, that little red flag that maybe came up for some organizations. It didn't come up for Pittsburgh. And they get just an absolute stud of a player and just as much a stud of a person.
I just remember Jake Dicker talking about him. That was the first time that I've really kind of...
Yep.
Best
alignment he's ever seen.
Noticed him. Yeah, he's like the best I've ever seen on tape.
Best alignment I've ever seen. No deep braces.
Quite a compliment. All right, number one, rounding out our Friday.
Yeah, number one is Braylon Trice. I love Braylon. Braylon was the heartbeat of that defense, the motor of that defense, the engine of that defense. He was all of it. Atlanta needed pass rushers. A lot of people had mocked those edge rushers and Verse and the other kid, Dallas Turner, to Atlanta. They ended up not taking him in the first round. They ended up taking Braylon Trice in the third round. You just watch. You watch this year. Braylon Trice is going to have 8+ sacks.
Here was another guy who really, really liked Braylon Trice.
Braylon Trice, I'm a fan of. Just I know the testing wasn't great, but that dude – just turn the tape on. That is an NFL player, and he absolutely wrecked Texas, and I can't get that out of my head.
That was one Matt Miller. Yeah, he wrecked Texas. He wrecked a lot of dreams. He wrecked a lot of teams this last year, last 2 years, and he ends up in a great spot. Raheem Morris, Obviously, Jimmy Lake knows Braylon well. I think that is just an awesome, awesome fit. So there you go. A little ranking of the top five fits for your Huskies as they hit the rookie minicamp road.
Great week, Brock.
Man, this week went fast.
Yeah, it did. Friday got fast and loose, as it usually does.
It usually does. Next Monday, I got to take the controls.
Yep, I know.
Thankfully, Ryan's in. We get to talk about his dad in Australia. It's been too long, so we'll catch up with all that good stuff. And hopefully a Mariners series win. Their sixth consecutive to stay atop first place. Taking on those Astros tonight. Can't wait. Have a good time. Little bachelor's party. You
yeah.
be safe.
Shout out to Dunk.
You be available.
You
be available. You be available with
mountain.
Me on Monday. Frank, awesome, awesome week running the board. Moral will be back Monday. But for this day and for this week, the hay is in the barn.
Get to the chopper!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.